Homo sapiens, the human. A bipedal primate with the most sophisticated reasoning skills in the animal kingdom, or, some might say, a highly evolved monkey. Yes, we've created language, music, literature, built vast civilizations and brought them crashing down, but ultimately, we're just squishy bags of organs controlled by our primal instincts. We quarrel like wolves over a kill, lash out like frightened rabbits. Perusing the pages of a world history textbook, I read of horrors from the bloody Mongol conquests to the barbarous slaughter of the Holocaust. And as I watch the news each morning, my stomach flutters in fear of another terrorist attack or school shooting. Each time I feel my hope for humanity waver, a memory dances through my mind. Veterans Day, 2012. My brother is marching in the parade with his Boy Scout troop, and I huddle on the sidewalk, longing for the warm cocoon of my bed. Gray sunlight filters through a sparse layer of clouds, illuminating a group whose strong and certain stride piques my attention. They wear caps, shading eyes that brim with dignity. World War II veteran, the gilded letters read. U.S. Army, Vietnam veteran. I am suddenly overwhelmed, gears whirring in my brain. I've been raised to appreciate our veteran service, but as these rows of patriots pass before me, the scope of their sacrifice hits me like a train. I watch them, brow creased, until they turn the corner. These individuals who risked everything they had to ensure the freedom of millions of countrymen they would never meet. This is what differentiates America from any endeavor in human history. The Soviet Union deprived its citizens of rights like ownership and free speech. The ancient Egyptians calculated each action to gain credit in the afterlife, and the Roman Empire just wanted to conquer the world. Only in America will you find millions of people from every corner of the planet, living for that which our founding fathers outlined in 1787. All men created equal. The heart of this nation can't be located on a map. You won't find it in the yawning maw of the Grand Canyon or in the towering ancient redwoods of California. No, if you want to see what makes America strong, all you need is a mirror. The United States is defined by the moral backbone of its people. You, me, all of us. And our veterans? They are the epitome of this philosophy. They found the courage to travel far from their homes, brave volleys of gunfire, watch the light leave their comrades' eyes, and keep fighting. For us, they kept fighting, and in doing so, lifted our country to incredible heights. We can feel safe in our communities, express our opinions without fear, and cast our ballots this November. I have received the education I needed to write this essay, and I can pursue any career I dream of because of our veterans' sacrifice. So, science can tell us that we have descended from apes, that every action is explained by our instinctual concern with self-preservation, that we are, in the end, just animals. But I disagree. America proved that humans can live for something new, virtuous, extraordinary. Our nation's excellence lies in the people who have shaped it, and above all, in the humble altruism of its defenders. I remember my great-uncle's recollections of serving in the U.S. Navy at only 19 years old. I remember the small version of Old Glory waving beside my grandfather's grave. I remember the families of the patriots who will never come home. And know, in America's fighters lies the greatness of humanity. As President Lincoln said in his Gettysburg Address, our veterans have fought that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Nothing could make a country greater.